A new state law allows the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality to ask the EPA for permission to administer a program aimed at protecting rivers and streams. And as Ian James writes, conservation groups in the state are not happy about it. James covers water and the environment for the Arizona Republic. And Ian, first off, what exactly does this new law allow for?
This bill says that the director of the Department of Environmental Quality of Arizona may choose to assume responsibility for a portion of the Clean Water Act called the Section 404 permit program. And those are dredge and fill permits that are used by construction companies or mining companies when they want to dredge or fill in either near water, a waterway of some kind, river, stream, or in a wash.
So when you say dredge and fill, like what are these companies doing in or to those bodies of water?
So, for instance, if a company is looking to build a road going through a wash, that's an area that is usually dry, but when it's wet, it may flow into what's called a water of the United States. And so, therefore, it's federally regulated under the Clean Water Act. And these permits are intended to regulate the process of construction in these sensitive areas that may affect streams or rivers or wetlands.
So the state now has the authority to ask the federal government for permission to issue these permits. Why does Arizona want to be doing this as opposed to letting the EPA do it?
The Department of Environmental Quality, I spoke with the director, and he says that they think they could probably issue these permits faster and better than the federal government. Now, what the Department of Environmental Quality is starting right now is a process of looking at possibly taking on this authority. So there are going to be a number of work group meetings looking at what would it entail, and then ultimately a decision by the Department of Environmental Quality to proceed and ask the federal government if that's what they decide to do.
Now, as you write, conservation groups are not super excited about this. What are their concerns?
Their concerns are that this could translate into a loosening of regulations, that basically by the state taking it over, they would lack the expertise and the funding to do it as the federal government has been handling it.
Does DEQ have a sense of what kinds of resources it needs to be able to take on this new responsibility?
I think that's part of the process of what they're going to be studying in the coming months and into next year.
So what are conservation groups doing? I mean, obviously this is a new law. Are they trying to petition or try to convince EPA not to give the state the go-ahead to do this when the state asks?
About a dozen conservation groups in Arizona wrote to the Department of Environmental Quality a couple of weeks ago to express their concerns about what the pitfalls would be of the state taking over the program, to urge them to think hard about it. And their perspective is that it would be better for the Army Corps of Engineers from the federal government to continue doing this.
Are there states that are already doing this?
There are only two states that are already in charge of this permitting authority, and those are Michigan and New Jersey.
And how is that process going in those states?
Well, I checked in with both of those states, and they both say that they are doing it well. Of course, other states have looked into it and haven't decided to go that direction yet, in part because of the cost. Arizona is looking at funding this program through permit fees, and that is already done in those other states. That's how they fund it. One of the concerns of the conservation groups is that as the program gets up and running, there's likely to not be enough funding. So I think that's one of the things that the Department of Environmental Quality will be looking at as they consider this.
So are the conservation groups concerned that in order to bring in enough money to really do this program, DEQ might be more inclined to issue more permits than the federal government would as a way to bring in more revenue?
Not necessarily more permits, but that's precisely their concern, that if the program is designed so that it's entirely funded by permits, then as one leader of a conservation group told me, then the goal could become getting the permit rather than environmental protection.
So is there a chance that DEQ will look at all this and talk to all these folks and do all this research and decide we don't have the resources or the expertise, or we just really don't want to be doing this?
The Department of Environmental Quality says that they are considering that possibility, that if they don't think that they can provide the same level of environmental protection as the federal government can, then they will not proceed to take on this new authority.
Did you get the sense that this is an example of state officials just wanting the federal government to leave it alone, and kind of what we've seen in the past in terms of you know, the state looking at maybe taking over control of federal land, and, you know, we hear with other environmental type regulations. Is this sort of an extension of that movement, do you think?
As I understand it, the legislation was motivated by an interest in having more control at the state level and in a belief among the supporters of the legislation that the state could do it better than the federal government.
All right. Ian James covers water and the environment for the Arizona Republic. Ian, thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much for having me.